all over this nation, all over this world, there are people going to church today. And they say they are believers. But until you can take God and bring it to the place where you gave up, you
give you praise, we give you glory for all you have done for us, Father. We thank you. We're so grateful for all your benefits, Father, how you have healed all our diseases, Father, how you forgive all our sins. We just thank you. Thank you and bless your name. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. Ooh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Yes, you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. Well, you've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, mighty long way. You've been my mother, you've been my father, you've been my sister, my brother too. Yes, you brought me. Brought me from a mighty long way. Well, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, tell me where would I be? I want to know, where would I be if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side? Tell me, would I be? Where would I be? Oh, he kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, and then he rocked me in the cradle of his song. When he knew I'd been murdered and scorned, so if it had not been for Yahweh, for my tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? Tell me, where would we be? Where would we be? Oh, if it had not been for Yahweh on our side. Tell me, TMC, tell me, where would we be? Oh, yeah, where would we be? Hallelujah, bless your name. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, I will bless thee, O Lord. With all I have, I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, Father. And with my hands lifted up, hallelujah, and my heart is filled with praise, yes, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, and with my hands lifted up. Come on, lift your hands. And our mouths filled with praise. And with our hearts filled of thanksgiving. Then we will bless thee, O Lord. Yes, with our hands lifted up. Oh, yes, and our hearts and mouths filled with praise. With a word of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you.
giving to me the great salvation rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me the great salvation, so rich and free. That's why I'm grateful. Truly grateful, I'm so grateful that Christ is in my life. Glory to God. We praise you. We're grateful, Father. With our mouths full of praise and our hearts filled with thanksgiving. Glory to the King. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God.
Well, you just bring my heart rejoices over you and all that God is doing through you as you brought us through with your anointed voice. And thank you. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning on the Master's Call. And as I say, giving us our spiritual Wheaties as you gave us the scriptures to fortify us through this day. And I'm telling you, my family, thank you for being here with us. I am Minister Willa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our fantastic co-founders, Dr. Cola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on a scripture verse, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you, excuse me, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived since the very beginning of this call, as well as the full bios of all of our speakers. And that website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Every year, the Holy Spirit puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart to give us a theme. And our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and we have absolutely no auditions, all you have to do is just have a heart to serve the Lord. So I'm sure that is someone out there who God is wanting to bless to be a greeter on this call, as you heard Minister Darrell so beautifully do, as a psalmist, as our anointed psalmist Minister Sharon did, or as a host, which I am doing, or perhaps God has put a word on you that you want to share. Well, I'm going to tell you, family, this is the place to do that. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. And I might add that we stay over a little bit longer on Fridays so we can get your prayer requests and your praise reports live. However, know that we are always praying for you 24/7 when you submit your information about being a part of this team, or to submit your request, your prayer request, or praise reports. Submit that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will be in contact with you. Now, the company that brought us all together was once called Artist International, and it's now known as Artist Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. So to find out more about the company and the opportunity, get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, the new morning, the morning motivational call is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday, and it's led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you information on the benefits of the artist products. And to do that, you can go to the number to go to the new morning motivational call is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525, and the pound is 294-617#. And to avoid any charges, there is a bypass number that you can use, and that is 716-293-9707. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and Manager D. Lee will be the host of that call. Now, today, as you know, is day 10 of the Gratitude Fast. So day 10, what a blessing. Well, I'm going to get out of the way so that I can introduce our speaker. But our speaker is absolutely no stranger to this call, and she is just amazing. She's none other than Minister Ruth Smith. She was born in San Bernardino, California. She accepted the Lord at an early age, the age of 15. She's the mother of two adult children, Ann and Jalen, and her favorite scripture verse is Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So I'm going to pray, and then I will bring her on to give the message. Father, we are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the speaker who will bring a rich word and a transparent word that I know will enrich, enhance, and empower us today as we go out. Lord, we bind Satan and any hindrances off this call, that it is filled and saturated with the blood of Jesus and will go through with clarity. Now, Lord, I ask that you hide Minister Ruth behind the cross, all of you and none of her, as she brings forth the word. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to my sister who is radiant, who is understanding, who is transparent, and who is humble. None other than our very own Minister Ruth. Are you there?
I'm here, my sister.
God bless you.
Bless you, and thank you for those kind words. They don't fall on deaf ears. I definitely appreciate your kind words, and it penetrates and activates my soul, so thank you so much. Well, praise the Lord. We have a new day, new mercies, and I'm just so excited and honored to stand before you today virtually to give you an encouraging word to help you get through today and navigate life and know that there is always hope when we use clear communication skills that are given to us innately by our Heavenly Father. I want to also I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the two dynamic and supportive, loving, accountable co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts. Without their dream and without their initiative and their diligence and really standing in obedience and definitely using clear communication skills downloaded from our Father to them, I'm telling you, the Lord has truly used them to bless many through this call. And I stand honored here today, and I thank them for this opportunity. And Lord, bless our leadership team. None of this could be possible without every individual from our psalmist, Minister Sharon, bless you. Definitely a prayer answer to be able to have her back on our psalmist team, our praise and worship team. She never fully left, but just to hear her sing again, I'm telling you, it just makes my heart sing. And we appreciate our praise and worship team, our greeter. Thank you, Brother Daryl. I'm telling you, for the brothers to step up and greet on the call and do all that he does with a family, a growing family, a wife, I tell you, may the Lord add a special blessing to your life. And thank you to our awesome hosts. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family. This is indeed a team effort. So let's get started on our message today. And the title is Communication, Where Would We Be Without It? And the best ways to use communication, when to use communication, how to use communication, the benefits of communication. And unfortunately, because we are well-balanced, where there's benefits to communication, there's also consequences when we lack communication or lack the understanding or the knowing the process of how and when to communicate. The Lord has indeed given us a plethora, a wealth of Bible verses on communication. So I'll advise you at this time to kindly grab your pen and paper, your iPhone, your notes, whatever you use to take notes so you can go back and review the verses. There are many, and they are applicable, and they will help you to implement good communication skills. Let's face it, we all need each other, and we all need to talk and communicate and express ourselves in various ways to be able to navigate through this life. So as many of you know, my father, sanitation worker, my mother, my late mother, Louise, my father, James, my mother, Louise, was a school teacher. So, of course, she came from a long line of school teachers, and she was incredibly knowledgeable. I mean, she had a master's degree in early education, and also she worked with individuals with developmental disabilities. So it's called IDD, individuals with developmental disabilities. So she was able to clearly communicate to the grade level elementary children who were working at or above grade level, but also to be able to work with and teach and empower the children who had developmental disabilities. So she was able to help any child that came through her classroom based on her development as a teacher. However, we grew up during a time, and she was raised where children were heard. I'm sure some of you have heard this before. You were seen, but you were not heard. You did not have a voice. You did not have input. You could not ask your mother to call Uber or Grubhub to be able to order you your favorite food from whichever restaurant you like and have it delivered to your doorstep and then have your parents go get their credit card and pay for it. believe it or not, but some people actually do this for their children on a regular basis. It's just the world we live in today. Well, we didn't have those choices. The only time we did sit at the dinner table was to eat. You were quiet. There was not any conversation about your day or dad's day. If dad was there, he'd be at the dinner table. That was inconsistent. It was really just a time to eat, clean your plate. If you didn't, you were disciplined. You know, it just was little to no communication at that time. And how many of us know that something as simple as the dinner table, which pretty much every home, you know, lower, middle class, upper class, every home has some type of table where they utilize to mainly to eat and for other purposes. So there you have this instrument in your home where just a few minutes, you're going to eat at least 2 to 3 times a day. Why not use that time to sit around the table, to eat, to fellowship, to find out if there's anything going on that we need to talk about? It is just a great opportunity, and so many of us pass that dinner table, go to our rooms, our respective places in our house, our favorite chair, grab our trays and eat silently, and we miss that opportunity to commune with our spouses, with our family members, with our children and grandchildren. So, unfortunately, due to lack of communication, our family suffered. We grew up in poverty. And while we had some of the earlier days, when my mother bought us a home because she was doing so well teaching. Of course, we lost that home. Why? Because of poor communication, poor money management. We also had family domestic violence, molestation. Yes, I said molestation. Wayward teens, disobedient teens, nonverbal, non-communication within the family, lack of money, like a desperate lack of money. Like, I think we were too poor to get food stamps. I don't know why we never got them. I mean, just powerless, hopelessness. However, my mother would always do her level best, as best as she could, to show us love, to demonstrate her faith, to demand that we shared her faith. And she did the best she could. But because of non-communication, mom not talking to dad, dad not talking to mom not talking to children, dad not talking to children, no real discipline or structure within the home besides getting the brakes beat off of you if you did something wrong. There's just got to be more to life than that. We need balance. We serve a creator who is divine and who is of balance. As much as he loves us and as great as the Lord loves us, he will also challenge us, chasten us. The word says he chastens those that he loves. So you got to have that balance. You have love, but also his anger. The anger of the Lord is great. You don't really want to be on that side. But there has to be a balance there of love, but also of discipline and of clear and concise communication. Let's go to the basic definition of communication. It's basically, per Webster's, imparting or exchanging, I love that word, to impart, of information or data or news. Sending, I really like this one, is sending and receiving information. I always say to myself and try to gently explain to others, communication is two ways. It's not a one-way street. It's not I command, I say, we should do this. I've always done it this way. I'm not changing. It is an exchange of communication. You give 100%, not 50% of your communication to your spouse or your loved one or your family or your friends or your coworkers. You definitely don't do that to your coworkers because you'll lose your job. If you get 50% or you decide, I'm not going to communicate to no one today, you will not have a job if you are working on the corporate plantation or if you're working for someone. So communication is key, and it works both ways. It's not always one person that's always calling, that's always being leaned on to do different things in the family. You know, you weigh so heavily on one person, they don't even have any energy to give to themselves or to their family when they get home. There's so much that one person in the church that does everything and everyone depends on them to do anything, that one person at work. Communication is a partnership, and it's got to be mutual. I give 100%, you give 100%. Well, if I can only give 80 today, then you come up and give the 20, you know, vice versa. It definitely has to be a mutual and a willingness to learn and grow and develop and to utilize the biblical wisdom and even the secular wisdom that is given to us every day. No matter how you get your information, you want to make sure it's from wise counsel. So what are some of the reasons why we just will not communicate, or we don't communicate effectively, or we don't communicate well? Well, some of us, pardon me, never fully learned how to communicate, how to process information. We're more reactionary than proactive. I remember there's lots of times where in the middle of the night, we were hurried out of our bed in our pajamas. And one time I was rushing to leave the house because at that time I didn't know it. I thought we just had to move. We were moving, but we actually had to move. And who moves in the middle of the night unless you're being evicted? Of course, I know those things now, but I didn't know it then as a young child. And I ran to get my favorite Raggedy Ann doll because I wasn't going to leave her behind. And I tripped over a brick that was in the living room and broke my arm. So I just remember that. But now as I think back, once again, no one communicated with the family that we had to move. So, of course, no one had time to pack. And I wasn't leaving out there without my Raggedy Ann. So communication, but also better planning. You shouldn't have to rush in the middle of the night. But when there's poor communication and you're more reactionary than being proactive, these are the type of things that can happen. So once again, it circles back to trauma. Oftentimes, we make decisions out of trauma. We're making trauma decisions out of the trauma in our life, out of the things that the hurt that other people have done to us in the church, outside of the church, in our family, with our friends, at work, in life, on social media. Trauma, which leads to fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of I don't want to get close to this person and express my heart to them and communicate, so I just won't do it, and then which leads to broken relationship. I mean, it's just a downhill spiral that if we don't stop and gather ourselves, write down your thoughts, communicate your thoughts. We pray, we meditate. We're on a fast right now. Some of us are on a fast. There's so many ways that you can build your communication, but do you know what's most important is the communication between you and the one who created you, the one that understands every part of your being, every part of your human body, that there are even parts of the function of the human body that's like an X. It's an unknown. So man, woman, child, they do not know everything. It's parts of our body that they do not know. Why? Because they were not the manufacturer of the body. They'll never know everything. They'll never know why the sun suspends in the sky and rises one way and sets another way, how the galaxy and the agriculture and human life and animals and the ocean, everything that our Creator has given us and developed for us for our good. We have everything we need. And he has communicated to that to us through his love, his kindness, and the provision that he has made. So I do say and stand on the fact, and I resolve that our Lord is the ultimate great communicator. Let's go to scripture. So a lot of us use, you have not because you ask not. And that is really a scripture. That comes from James 4, 2 to 3. So if you don't have good communication, ask. If you don't have wisdom, ask, seek understanding, but most importantly, seek wisdom. So a lot of us stand on a very popular scripture, and let's go to James, because I tell you, James will deliver you. You just read the book of James. It gives so much life instruction. James 1, 19 through 26. I won't read it, but a little bit of it I will read. Everyone should be, and this is how you command your morning. This is how you command and instruct and communicate effectively in your life. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For a man, and I say a woman's anger, does not bring about a righteous life that our Lord desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth. Pastor Everett talked to us about that earlier this week. And the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you. Prophet Kai imparted this wisdom to us about what's implanted in us and our direction and our guidance. Where does that come from? It comes from the Lord. This can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves. Actually perform it. Do what it says. That comes from James 1, 19 to 26. I implore each and every one of you, I ask you gently to please read the full scriptures. Go to James 1 and read 19 through 26. It'll change your life. And not only read it, meditate on it, and then go action. Take action and implement what is said in the word and apply it to your lives. And if you still don't understand, reach out. Ask for prayer, but actually reach out to a brother or sister. If you're a sister, reach out to a sister. If you're a brother, reach out to a brother and ask them how are they successful in their life? How were they able to get their finances together? I'll close in a moment. Ask them how they were able to keep their marriage together for 10, 20, 30 years. Ask them how they were able to raise their children. Everyone's not meant to go to college, you know, but however, how were they able to raise their children to go to college, go to the military, start their own business, how they're able to raise their children to become respectable adults and be able to navigate on their own in their own space, living spaces, navigating their life. Ask them, how did you do that? Show me the way. Pray first, because our help
does come from the Lord, but reach out. The Lord has given us others, people. Read a book. Find out how this is done the right way and follow suit. What do they say? Rinse and repeat. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So when we communicate, watch your words. Watch what you say. Our words can hurt someone, and we'll carry that hurt for the rest of our lives, that trauma. Proverbs 16 and 24. That's pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and they're healing. So speak in a way that is gentle and that is edifying, not through hate or trauma or hurt or emotions. Calm down and then speak. I love each and every one of you. I'll definitely do a part two of this because I had so many great scriptures, but my time has ended on this message today of communication. Let's go and communicate, and let's be greater than we were yesterday with clear and concise communication. Host, I yield the mic back to you.
Host, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Minister Ruth. Thank you. Thank you for communication. Where will we be? Where would we be without it? I will call you back to give us the benediction after I pray and go through the announcement.
What a wonderful word, O Lord. Father, I thank you so much for your daughter, my sister, Minister Ruth, for bringing us the rich word on communication. Where would we be without it? Father, we thank you that she gave us tools and means and examples of how to communicate and what happens when you don't communicate. Lord, I pray that you continue to touch her, Lord, that you bless her immensely. God, that as she continues on with her life in school and all, Lord, that she receives everything, God, that the wisdom and the knowledge, God, that you give it to her as she forges ahead. We thank you for blessing her family, God. And we ask, God, that whatever her hands touch, that she prospers therein. Father, we know that the ultimate communicator is you. We thank you, God, that your line is always open to us when we yield to the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to our hearts. And then after you speak to our hearts, oh God, we pray that we are able to take that and use it and speak to others in a manner that is worthy and that is pleasing unto you. Holy Spirit, we ask that you rest within us today as we go out to be the communicators that you would have us to be. Lord, I lift up Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Pacola, Father, you know exactly what they stand in need of. I pray that you bless their ministries, that you bless them in the mighty way. God, I thank you for watching over them and for whatever they stand in need of, God, you've got it. Lord, I thank you for watching over each and every person who was part of the 10-day fast. And God, I pray that as they've gone through the fast, God, that you have shown them the things that they were entrusted to you and that they were trusting you for. God, I thank you for. I ask that you continue to be with the bereaved families. You are the ultimate comforter. I ask, oh God, that you continue to wrap your arms around them and show them your love. God, I pray for those family members who are blessed to be well, because you said in your word that you want us to in all things to prosper as our soul prospers. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch them from the crown of their heads down to the soles of their feet, and that by your stripes they are already healed. Father, where there is financial need, you said that you are the God who provides. So we ask for that perfect provision. And Father, you said lastly to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to you. And you said that you would give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. The morning motivational call is immediately following this call, like after we hang up from here, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Thank you, and today is a Testimonial Thursday, and the host is Manager D. Lee. Thank you, Psalmist Sharon, for blessing us in praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Daryl, for greeting and seating our guests and giving us our spiritual Wheaties as we go out for this day. Thank you, our family, for joining us this day. May God richly bless you. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for bringing us an anointed word. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, my family, please know that I love me some you. Minister Ruth, will you come and give us the benediction?
Absolutely. Thank you, my sister. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be holy and acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are a strength. You are a redeemer. And you are the great communicator. Let's learn from the top. Let's learn from the best to communicate effectively in our lives. You'll see great things happen. Love you all, and have a blessed day.